So we are thrilled this evening to have Dr. Painter with us. And I'm going to just skip down here so you get a little bio on Dr. Painter. And we all know bios are just a snippet, right? They really never tell the whole story. But we love having Dr. Painter share with us, because we would say he's a research geek, if you don't take any offense to that, Dr. Painter.
Not at all.
There you go. He's the guy that knows the detail and understands the what, how, when, and all of that, and translates that for the rest of us into something that we can understand as lay people. So Dr. Painter, with that, I would really love to turn this over to you. You're going to share tonight, of course, with us Meology, which is Shackley's, really, they just launched it a short time ago. And it's the, I'm going to call it an algorithm. A lot of people don't like that word, but it's an algorithm. It's basically the formula that helps us translate, what our bodies need from a nutrient level based on us as unique individuals. And Dr. Painter, I will let you, translate that any way that you want to translate that and explain that. And I'm going to turn it over to you right now. Thank you, Dr. Painter.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, actually, tonight we're going to review the four products that were released at Shackley Conference last year, which fortunately was the last year they had to do it online instead of in person. So they, as I said, they introduced four amazing products. Now, many of us have thrived either on Vitalizer or LifeStrip, but what if you hadn't? So Shackley stepped in with a new technology in which we can use an online questionnaire to enter personal data, for example, your age or your sex, your activity level, and dietary preferences, along with more detailed health concerns like what's your top health goal, for example, or what's your energy or your stress level like, as well as how well do you sleep, and related things like how your memory and focus levels sustain throughout the day. We can also add other health challenges like what's your blood pressure like or your cholesterol levels, how's your bone health or your digestive issues, and any relevant family history and doctor recommendations, and any medications that you might be taking. You're even able to add certain blood test results or DNA testing, for example, from 23andMe or Ancestry, if they were taken within the last year. Now, those last entries are completely optional because they will help the software to create an even more personalized plan for you. Now, Shackley has a long history of being the most honorable company on the planet. So we know that none of that information will ever be misused commercially. Now, all those results lead to a fully personalized supplement program called Meology. Now, once you've added all that data, the software's algorithm, and that was the correct term for it, can make up to 640,000 different decisions and can review up to 110 million possible Shackley supplement combinations to create a truly personalized nutritional recommendation for you. That is the core of Meology. Now, when you take this survey, you want to make sure not to leave that page until you've actually scrolled all the way to the bottom, because right under the results display that recommend the nutrients that you require, that software can adjust for things like allergies and easily adapts to your personal preferences. Now, all the Shackley's proprietary data within that Meology health print questionnaire helps to avoid things like prescription drug or allergic interactions. Now, once those results are displayed, it also, right below the results, provides an explanation for each nutrient that's included in your Meology to help you understand for example, when you start to feel better, that you would know exactly why you do. Now, Meowlogy actually offers two options. You can select the basic essentials plan or the more fully realized Essentials Plus program. Now, the Essentials plan focuses on the most important nutrients and products that you need to build a strong nutritional foundation. Now, the basic plan can include up to 8 tablets per day contained in an individual supplement package, and the Meowlogy box contains a 30-day supply. So it's simple and easy, and it's a program that you can take with you on the run. Now, the Essentials Plus plan includes all the basic nutrients included in the Essential plan, along with other targeted nutrient solutions to help you achieve optimal health. Now, the Essential Plus plan may include up to 16 tablets per day. That's the Essentials Plus, and provides 2 daily supplement packs. Now, of course, that all depends on the data that you've entered because you're unique. Now, think about this. Meowlogy draws from more than 110 million possible product combinations, but it identifies the one precise solution that's designed just for you. Now, when you couple your knowledge that Shaklee products are pure and potent, and that they're always tested for their bioavailability and purity, and created by a company that never cuts corners, you know that you can feel secure that no other company could guarantee you better results. Shaklee also created a Meowlogy product sheet and a frequently asked question fact handout if, for example, if you want more information about that whole process, that's available on the Shaklee website. Now, not to be left out in the cold, our youngest and fussiest eaters can now also join the club with Meowlogy Kids. We know that some children resist swallowing tablets or eating their broccoli, so Shaklee developed a new delicious gummy that makes up the Meowlogy Kids program. Now, their daily packet comes with 2 berry-flavored super vitamin gummies packed with 11 different vitamins and minerals to support healthy growth and development. Now, the multi comes packaged with 100% of 8 key nutrients, including the vitamins A, C, D, E, B6, B12, biotin, and pantothenic acid. There's also a cherry-flavored super immunity gummy filled with a powerful combination of immune-supporting nutrients, including all the natural vitamins C, D, zinc, and the immune-supporting antioxidants found in elderberry fruit. Now, elderberry, better known as Sambucus nigra, that fruit contains flavonoids, for example, quercetin, and the powerful anthocyanidins, which are recommended for immune stimulation. Now, researchers at the Franklin Institute of Wellness in 2019 reviewed all the studies on elderberry use because upper respiratory infections are often treated with over-the-counter drugs, antibiotics, or antiviral medications. Because of the genuine concerns about their safety and efficacy, there's a growing demand for a safe alternative approach. Now, elderberry has been used to treat either cold or flu symptoms for centuries. But to date, there have been no large-scale studies. So these researchers did what they call a meta-analysis, in which they looked at all the known elderberry studies to measure the full impact of elderberry supplementation. Now, that review included a total of 180 participants and evaluated moderators, such as vaccination status, as well as all the causes for upper respiratory symptoms and complaints. Now, supplementation with elderberry was found to substantially reduce upper respiratory symptoms, and the quantitative synthesis of those effects yielded a large mean effect size, meaning that it was very beneficial for the people who took it. Now, those findings present an alternative to antibiotic misuse for upper respiratory symptoms, which are typically because of viral infections, because antibiotics treat bacteria, not viruses. And it's a potentially safer alternative than prescription drugs for routine cases of the common cold or flu. Now, to top off your child's day, there's one strawberry lemonade-flavored omega-3 jelly containing 300 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids, including DHA and EPA. And it has no fishy aftertaste, which right away I want to switch to that. That also happens to be three times more DHA and EPA than in other leading children's gummies. Finally, there's no fear of allergies because Meology Kids is dairy and lactose-free and contains no gluten, wheat, soy, egg, peanut, tree nut, shellfish, and absolutely no GMO ingredients. Now, the Meology Kids product sheet and FAQ also explain how this product supports your child's healthy growth and brain development, along with healthy eye function, while providing added immune support, all in one tasty package. It's recommended for children 4 years and older, and it's a clever personalized package. And when they ran their testing with children, it appears that the kids really loved it. Now, the next product that we're going to review is Shaklee's Dream Serene. As I've reviewed in previous newsletters on stress, one of the major contributors to the decline in our physical and mental health status is because stress disrupts our sleeping patterns. And this has contributed to the growing popularity of sleep aids over the past few decades. Now, the big winner in the snooze sweepstakes is melatonin. When I reviewed the data on collagen for the previous product that was released, I was shocked that there were over 1 million Google hits. But that turned out to be paltry compared to melatonin's 18 million hits. Thank heavens I didn't need to rely on Google to locate accurate scientific studies. With all that popularity, Google swarms with all the usual snake oil companies and their endless best of five or best of 10 referral websites. In fact, that alone should keep the FDA off our back for the next century. Now, disrupted sleeping patterns are such an important topic that the British Journal of Pharmacology devoted a whole issue to the importance of melatonin for human health. And that issue featured 9 different articles on melatonin. The article I found most interesting from that issue explains that in mammals, a central circadian clock located in a portion of the hypothalamus tunes our innate circadian rhythm to the 24-hour light and dark cycles, so that when it starts to get dark, our brain begins to produce melatonin. And several hours later, we should start to become sleepy. Now, that process worked perfectly until sometime during the early 20th century, when universal electrical lighting lit all of our homes and streets so that we could shop until midnight or watch TV until we drop or to surf the web as late as we felt like. Now, their article went on to sum up all the melatonin studies for sleep disorders associated with diminished or misaligned melatonin rhythms, including circadian rhythm-related sleep disorders, which include things like jet lag, or shift work insomnia, and also insomnia in children with neurodevelopmental disorders, even including the impact on Alzheimer's disease. Now, that article particularly included a lengthy discussion of how melatonin deficiency actually contributes to the onset of Alzheimer's. It also clearly emphasized the role of melatonin in restorative value of sleep and how that contributes to better physical and mental health. Now, another study published in 2017 by researchers from the University of Guelph in Ontario, Canada, tested 31 different melatonin supplements from 16 different manufacturers. and the products were all purchased from local groceries or drug stores, included a range of formulations, including liquid drops, gel capsules, and chewable tablets. And the bad news was really bad. The actual melatonin content in those products ranged from 83% less to almost 500% more than the amount listed on the label. And most of the products, 21 out of 31, failing to fall within at least 10% of what the label claimed. Now, variability within individual products was also very high. Some products differed by as much as 500% in the melatonin content from one package to the next of the same product. And worse yet, of course, 26% of the 31 tested supplements also contained serotonin, a hormone that can produce harmful effects even at relatively low levels. Now, according to the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health, the recommended safe melatonin dose for adults is somewhere between 0.5 and 5 milligrams of melatonin. So this is why Shackley used a conservative dose of 2 milligrams, while coupling it with a proprietary blend of valerian root extract, lemon balm leaf extract, and L-threonine to promote safe and restful sleep. So let's review those nutrients. The onset of menopause is frequently associated with sleep disruption. And for that reason, Iranian researchers decided to perform a randomized clinical trial to determine whether a combination of valerian and lemon balm might improve women's sleep patterns. They worked with a group of 100 menopausal women anywhere between the age of 50 and 60. And they were randomly assigned into two groups. One is the intervention group that received valerian and lemon balm, and the other is the placebo or the control group. Now, this study is particularly noteworthy because a previous safety study had concluded that high doses of valerian, anywhere between 400 to 900 milligrams, was required to reduce sleep disorders. However, their trial produced successful results with a much lower dose, 160 milligrams, because they combined it with lemon balm, and the results far exceeded earlier safety studies. So it's very easy to see why Shackley emulated their results to produce the new safe and effective sleep product. Now, as with any supplement, people who are taking certain medicines need to consult with their healthcare provider before taking melatonin. In particular, people who either have epilepsy or are taking blood thinners should be under medical supervision while taking a melatonin supplement. Now, they occasionally give you blood tests to test your clot factor, and that can help to rule out any adverse interactions with your prescription. Now, Dream Serene also contains L-threonine, an amino acid found almost solely in tea plants. A recent study by the United States Army Graduate Program seeking ways to help post-traumatic stress disorder found that L-threonine reverses the effects of caffeine, thus providing relaxation effects. And the author stated that L-threonine would be a useful addition to the treatment regimen of a variety of different psychological disorders, ranging from post-traumatic stress to anxiety, mood disorders, and even for recovery from substance dependence. Now, the next product that we're going to review is called Sustained Energy Boost. And this is the final new release in Shackley's Sustained Energy Boost, which is sort of an on-the-run stick pack available in two fruity flavors, either raspberry or pink grapefruit. Now, it delivers a boost of energy powered by 100 milligrams of caffeine from extracts of green coffee beans and green tea, with an additional boost from the same doubling patented Chardonnay grape seed extract that's found in MindWorks. Now, if 100 milligrams of caffeine sounds like a lot to you, The average single cup of coffee contains somewhere between 50 to 100 milligrams, depending on the type of beans that you're using and how it's brewed. So 100 milligrams is a fairly conservative dose, considering that the average energy drink contains as much as 250 milligrams in an 8-ounce serving. And we also need to consider that most of these energy drinks come in 16-ounce servings, which would mean you're getting about 500 milligrams of caffeine. So 100 milligrams, not that much. Now, what makes sustained energy boost so effective at that low dose is the addition of the Chardonnay seed extract, which has been shown clinically to improve circulation within 1 hour. And as usual, Shaklee created a double patented extraction process to concentrate the Chardonnay polyphenols to a 30-time concentration, all to deliver a big boost of energy as well as long-lasting energy so that you can effectively take on your day. So sustained energy boost is ideal as a pre-workout drink or for an afternoon pick-me-up. Now, although you can use it pretty much any time, like if you were driving cross-country, for example, but you might want to consider taking it a little earlier in the day or no later than mid-afternoon. That way you can avoid experiencing insomnia later that night. So you can refer to the new product brief for more information on that product. So that pretty much covers it.
Well,
so if there's any question.
Sorry, go ahead, Dr. Yes. I just wanted to say that and maybe everyone agrees with me. I can't tell you how many times in my head I was going, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Or, wow. Are you kidding? That was some great.
Well, you mentioned earlier that, I am a science geek. And for me, most of the fun of working on the HealthQuest newsletter is reading, like anywhere from 50 to 100 different articles about the ingredients that are in a particular Shaklee product. And of course, I love that. And then you have to sort of scratch your head and go, how am I ever going to make that interesting for someone who's not a science buff? And so that shift from geek joy to, creative writing grunt is a bit of a shock. But once I start writing, it usually just starts to pour out and it all works out in the end.
Well, we're glad you're doing all the research because I guarantee you us are not.
I hear you.
Yeah. Does anyone have any questions for Dr. Painter or any comments that they want to share? You're welcome to unmute or put it in the chat and I'll read it, whatever you'd like to do.
Oh, Judy mentioned the HealthQuest newsletter. I want to say thank you, Dr. Painter. That was, as always, I learned so much. And now I'm going to have to go back and listen to it several times so I remember what I just learned. And Judy mentioned in the, how much she loves your HealthQuest newsletter. So yes, he has an awesome newsletter.
Well,
but how long have you been doing the HealthQuest newsletter, Dr. Painter?
Well, Dr. Bruce Miller contacted me in mid-2006 and said he was planning on retiring and asked me if I'd take over the newsletter. And of course, my heart immediately jumped into my throat thinking, my God, the man's a Shaklee legend. How am I going to compete with that? So, we started talking to get to know each other. And at some point I asked him, did he ever check my nutrition page? Sort of like, that's been my hobby. What do you think? And he goes, are you kidding? I use that page all the time to gather information for my newsletter. And I'm like, whoa.
Wow. What a compliment. That's
well, fantastic. I think it was one of the reasons that he thought I would be a good person for taking that on because I've been maintaining that page for 27 years.
That's amazing. Dr. Painter, can you tell us if anyone would be interested in subscribing to that? Can you tell us where they would go to subscribe?
Well, I guess it depends on what format you want the newsletter in. Initially, and when Bruce was doing it, the only thing you could do would be to buy the newsletter, paper newsletters from the front runners. After doing this for a couple of years, I decided, why not use some of the retired, in other words, sold out newsletters, and make them into a website? So I crafted what I considered would be a very low cost way of reaching out to people, because some of our people love to go online, but you know, you mail them a paper handout and they may or may not read it.
Right.
And then of course, after the newsletter sold out, we would also sell Adobe Acrobat, or what they call PDF files. And so actually the newsletter is available in three formats. For example, the upcoming issue right after the Shackley convention will be on whatever the new products are coming out now. I've heard some whispers, but I can't rely on any of that. I have to wait and see it for myself. So if you want the newest information, in other words, hot off the presses, then you would call the front runners. You want me to give you their phone number?
Why don't you go ahead? We're here. Might as well grab it.
Okay.
And while he's grabbing that... While he's grabbing that phone number, Stacey, I want to make sure you saw Linda Longden had a question in the chat.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I was just going to say, before I get to Linda's question too, Dr. Painter, so if we want to subscribe to your newsletter or get that website, if you could share that as well.
Good. Well, the front runners, their 1-800 number is 237-5199. The website is just www.thefrontrunners.com. All no spaces, thefrontrunners.com.
Okay. And then the website, can people access the website for info?
Well, it's called healthquestnewsletteronline.com. All one big long thing. But if you want to just personal message me on Facebook, I can send you the link to it.
Fantastic.
The cover page, in other words, the index, if you type in thefrontrunners, for example, .com, you actually take into something called the index page. And then from there, you can jump to other sections of a website.
Fantastic.
So it explains the three different formats that the newsletters are available in, explains how to reach out for each one of those. Because some of my clients like PDFs, some like websites, and some love paper.
Yep.
You know, the newsletters printed on nice, heavy, not quite cardstock, but close, and it's glossy. The colors just jump out at you. I'm personally quite fond of the website because it's all interactive. Any terms that are in there usually are hot links, so if you click on that word and go, what the hell's that? You click on that and boink, something pulls up to explain what that word means and how it relates to what we're talking about. And then whenever it mentions any Shackley products, you click on that and boing, you're at the Shackley website where you're right away available for ordering it.
Fantastic.
And so I get a lot of good feedback from people who use the website because it's an easy thing to market.
Fantastic. Good. And we all need that button. What the hell are we looking at? I think we all need that. So, okay. So we've got a couple of questions here in the chat. So Linda asks, basically, you know, with stress and anxiety, which I know a lot of us, you know, go through those situations, taking the melatonin, how far in advance before bed should I take the Dream Serene?
My suggestion is, to lead up a couple hours ahead of time would probably be the most ideal, because once it gets into your brain, then you start to feel a little more. And of course, the other key is, turn off the TV, turn off your computer, get away from all the blue light, because all those things stimulate your brain and keep you, keep the wheels turning. So the ideal is to, I usually like to, when I get in bed, I read for about an hour. And if that doesn't put me to sleep, I'm in trouble.
Gotcha. And you may have mentioned this during the presentation. If so, could you reiterate or share with us, if you're taking blood thinners, how does Dream Serene affect that? Is that an issue?
Well, let me back up a little bit here. Well, the Dream Serene, Yeah, they said, you know, either if you have epilepsy or if you're on certain blood thinners, because, of course, there's a wide variety of them. One of my first jobs outside of my trade was working as a phlebotomist. So I would take blood tests. And for people who are on blood thinners, they would do one in the morning and then one at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and see how much that that dose that they gave you, how much did that affect your clotting factor? Because, of course, the idea is to reduce the likelihood of you creating clots, right? That's the whole point of blood thinners, especially if you had a stroke or something along that line. So what they do is they try and figure out exactly what your dose should be so that you don't end up becoming, you know, like a bleeder, you know, where you bump into something and all of a sudden you got a big bloody, you know, what do they call those when your skin starts to turn brown?
They call it
so, you know,
mold. For those of us. Sorry, that was a joke. No, for those of us that have that anomaly going on. I hear what you're saying. And so what I would interpret you saying then, if you're on blood thinners or something of that nature, that you probably should check with your doctor, right?
Well, yeah. And then because it's a very limited dose of, this is a much smaller dose of melatonin, because they said some of these people are using as much as 900 milligrams instead of a much smaller dose in Shaqway's product. I think the average doctor would go, well, it's not a problem. But if you're concerned, why don't you take a dose? We can take your blood test and see if it's having an adverse effect on your blood thinner. I mean, that's basically what they would do. That's the most sensible thing to do.
Right.
Take the dose, take a blood test, and see, did that have an adverse effect on your drug? And it's highly unlikely that it would. But
yeah. Okay. Well, that's
better safe than sorry.
Exactly, always. And we do prefer safety. Dr. Painter, I have a question for you. So you had mentioned something that I thought was very interesting and kind of jumped out at me. Given, you know, what we've been through the last couple of years with pandemics and new viruses going around and, you know, all of that, and it seems a lot of them do attack the respiratory system. And you mentioned elderberry and its relationship to your upper respiratory system. Do you want to... Mm-hmm. Do you want to say anything more about that?
Well, because of the types of cytochrome effects that happen because of, for example, being exposed to, what do they call it, long COVID?
Yeah.
You know, I would think that this would be a wonderful product for somebody to take if they have long COVID, particularly if they're still having respiratory complaints. Because, of course, the damage to lung tissue might be ameliorated by taking it.
Okay. We have so many great elderberry products, I mean, for the kids and for, you know, adults. I just, now I guess that might be my preference. When given the other options now, I don't know. So that's really great information to have.
Well, the other neat thing is that, you know, you don't have to be taking this for, you know, 6 months before you start to get a cumulative effect, particularly with something like that, whether you're taking Defend and Resist or whether you're taking, this new product, that you should notice results within the first week. And so, you know, A, it works for you, or B, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And it's not a huge expense to find out that you can get relief.
Fantastic. Well, that's great. And then does anyone have any other questions? Let me check here real quick. Okay, if anyone has any other questions, you want to unmute now or put it in the chat, we'll address those. I'll throw in a quick question, and then if there aren't any others, we'll close out. But Dr. Painter, because the issue came up, the question about stress and anxiety, you know, and bedtime, so we've got the dream serene. But do you have any advice or thoughts on combining that with stress relief?
Well, it all depends on how long you've been stressed and how well you're dealing with it. If it's starting to affect your concentration, for example, you know, these are all things. If your attention span has shrunk down to nothing, then you certainly want to take on a more serious stress reduction program. And that would include, for example, cutting off computers and cutting off TV. Like, just imagine trying to go to bed after watching a 24, for example, you know, where every 5 seconds there's some new threat to your life. The more stressed out you are, the more you need to move those things out of your experience, particularly later in the evening. So there's certain Shackley products you can use that help stress. You know, the stress relief product, of course. And then there's things that you can do in your lifestyle, whether it's, you know, taking on a yoga class, taking on a meditation class. Most decent-sized cities now offer things like that, either on the weekends or at night, that you can participate in things that help to unwind you. And, of course, you know, you have to ask yourself, why is it that some people get paid more than others? It's usually because of the stress related to their job. You know, the more responsibility you carry, the more stresses you're experiencing is why you get paid more. So, you know, the higher up the greasy pole you are, the more you need these types of things to be able to recapture your health and to be able to sleep properly and to not have your digestive tract shut down on you, because that's one of the things that stress can do to you. It completely demolishes your digestive function.
Gotcha. So I just want to address Naomi's question here about, would the Triple D be a good elderberry product for long COVID? I think that was kind of a yes answer. Is that right?
Well, you know, the truth is, you know, long COVID involves so many different symptoms, you know, in such a wide spectrum that, you know, my feeling is that why not try it? And if you're getting improved results within the first week, then that sounds like a good thing for you.
Perfect. And a week's not long to wait to get results. I think that's actually a pretty short timeline to see if something's working. So.
Well, if, for example, you had low, you know, if your blood level was so low in iron that your doctor put you on iron supplements, for example, I know that's fairly common. You know, in cases like that, it can take 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 5 weeks before your blood levels start to pick up to where it's measurable. So certain things like that, certain nutrient deficiencies take longer, but for somebody who's looking for, you know, a boost in their immune function, it's shocking. Like, for example, whenever I'm exposed to any kind of viruses, which as a practicing doctor, I had people coming in that, you know, carried whatever was going around, and I never got sick because the first time my throat would get itchy or, you know, my sinuses would start getting a little off the wall, I would immediately take Defend and Resist, sustained release Vita C and garlic tablets every 4 hours. So I would take a full dose of all three of them every 4 hours for the first day. And usually I'd get up the next day, I'd feel great. So I'd go back to work and I'm fine. In 24 years, I think I was only in bed one day from feeling too sick to go to work. And considering that the average person ends up with at least one flu that knocks them on their butt a year, one instance in 24 years, that's a pretty good track record, isn't it?
That's an amazing track record, and I think enviable for anyone would be a track record like that. Well, Dr. Painter, thank you so much for your time and your insight and sharing with us all the value of all the research that you've done and putting that in terms that are manageable and understandable for all of us. So thank you so very, very much.
Well, thank you. And thanks for having me.